eyes of Texas are upon.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, firing up the hotline this morning, fresh off the 24-hour news cycle and the story yesterday that basically, when asked and then when asked again, would Matthew McConaughey consider running for Texas governor in 2022, no less?
Right.
Sidestepped it like a seasoned politician every time he was asked. So we go to the source, ladies and gentlemen, on the hotline.
Oh, good morning, my seniors and senioritas.
The professor.
Good morning, professor.
Woo!
Or should we say candidate?
Yeah, come on
now. Well, now, this rumor been floating around. It's going around, bouncing around the ether, going here, there, everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't start it. Who started it? I don't know.
No,
I don't know. But what do you say?
But as I said yesterday, as I said last night, it is up to the people. It is up to the people.
Right.
On whether or not you want me there in Austin, in the Capitol,
right,
as your governor.
But
it's up to the people. So that's what I say.
Well,
we ask
you
them.
Live in Austin anyway,
yeah,
so it wouldn't be
true.
A hard transition.
And that's not really an answer, Matthew.
Well, I mean, it's simple. Do the people
want
to vote me in? Yes. Or no.
Right.
I mean, that's how. Right.
Well, that's how.
That's exactly right.
I think
that's,
you would find a lot of support from the people.
Yeah. So you're saying yay or nay?
What would we call that?
Election.
That's right.
That's an election, Matthew. Yes.
Maybe. Bingo. You win
what
the prize. Bingo.
You're
bingo,
saying
bingo.
That, yeah, well, we have one of those coming.
Oh, which party would I be in? Which party would I?
Oh, that's a question.
Any party I've ever thrown. Everyone is invited, so I call it the party party. Come on.
The party party.
Party party. I like it.
Let's do it.
I want to be a member of that party.
And what is he going to lean? Is he going to be far left? Is it going to be far right?
Because
some people say, hey, you're an actor. I mean, you're out there in Hollywood all the time. You must be a left kind of guy. But some people say, hey, you're from Texas.
Yes,
you are deep down conservative. Are you far right? I say, just like the stored wisdom words of W, as he said yesterday, we meet in the middle where I'm at.
Yeah, he said that in the Wheel of Voices. That's not his quote.
W did say.
Okay,
there's no left.
There's no right.
There's
no left.
There's just all right. All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
Very, very good.
All right.
So, devil's advocate, let's just hypothetically, what would a McConaughey administration look like?
Congressional meetings would be around the fire pit.
Fire pit.
We'd have our shirts off. We'd be banging away on the bongos. We'd be passing the peace pipe while we're passing laws. Woo! Nirvana.
That would be a change.
Green lights for everybody.
Maybe not Dan Patrick. He can keep his shirt on. Right?
All right.
And I tell you what, right now, I'd get with the Department of Transportation, and I would turn every red light in this state to a green light. We'd do it. A chicken in every pot, a Whataburger on every corner, and the new, all new 2020 Lincoln Navigator in every single driveway in Texas. That is my promise to you.
There it is. He fit that in. All right.
Get this out here.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
Feet to the fire.
Right.
Professor, are you going to run?
Are you going to run?
Well, I tell you this.
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler if I did.
Hey!
Yes,
that's right, all right.
Yes,
we would make Texas all right, all right, all right again. That's
there he
right.
is, the professor, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah?
I'm the professor, and I approve this message.
The Kickstart, your morning needs. KB and Marley, Hank FM.